This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it will no longer abide by any of the limits of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers as the Islamic Republic and the United States trade hostile messages following the killing of a top Iranian general in an American airstrike. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Hundreds of thousands of people flooded streets in Iran Sunday to walk alongside a casket carrying the remains of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani. He was the leader of its Expeditionary Quds Force, which organizes Tehran's proxy forces around the Middle East. Iran's parliament opened with lawmakers chanting, "Death to America." Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani said President Trump had committed a big crime. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
"We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers."
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament is calling for the expulsion of U.S. troops from the country in response to the attack. Ben Thomas, Washington.
With Iran vowing revenge, VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Seldon says his sources worry about a military attack.
So there's a lot of concern that U.S. forces could come under attack, but they also worry, intelligence officials long have worried, that Iran has a terror network at its disposal. It's been able to strike in places as far away as Buenos Aires, Argentina. In South America, it's been able to pull off plots in Bulgaria. So it has a long reach, and it can strike the U.S. in ways which are not necessarily easy to defend against.
More than 2 years after a wave of sexual assault allegations against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein ushered in the Me Too movement, the disgraced movie mogul faces another reckoning, a criminal trial that could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. He stands trial for rape starting Monday. This is VOA News.